Não, é verdade. Hello,
Hello. Hello.
hello. Oh. Hello, Aaron. No background, Aaron. You know, boring.
I don't know why the oh it's because it's not signed it's gonna come on in a second
Oh,
I think.
okay. Baruch Hashem. Oh, thank you.
Was, I don't know why it started not signed it. I have to sign it to my account.
Okay. Then before we start, I just say Wednesday, I have to fly into New York. So that's gonna, I can't make it. There's a Deutsch wedding, on Thursday, and she wants me to go in a day earlier for some yeshiva business, some kind of chassid sefer Torah, I don't know, whatever it is. So I have to fly in Wednesday. Yeah, I won't be able to give a share. All right. Anyway, so we're doing on Yud-Dawid. I don't really remember how far we got, but it's so maybe we'll start again from the beginning. I don't know. What were we doing on when last th Wednesday?
We did the Tashma, the Rabbi Avohu. I think we
Yeah.
did that.
Okay. So let's do it again if you don't mind. I sent you a Karen Ira. I think I sent it about an hour ago. I don't know. I don't think I sent it last week.
Did a Karen
Rebbe
Ira last
did.
week.
I
Rebbe did
did?
send it last week.
Oh, okay. So then I did. That's even better. So let's maybe read that Karen Ira. But let's just read the Gemara again. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings a machlekes Abaye and Rava in those who's guided them. The Gemara basically says that everybody agrees that there's no lo sigay to do in two bezdins in two cities. Baya says there's only lo sigay to do in two bezdins in one city, but two bezdins in two cities is no problem. And Rava says that even two bezdins in one city is no problem. Okay. So let's read the Gemara again. Toshma, the Rabba Avod, ki ikla da'as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ha'vital t'shraga. Ki ikla da'as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ha'vital t'shraga. So it's not clear. What was the Gemara trying to prove? Pashib Shat, they're trying to slug up Abaya. Because here it's two bezins. There's two different cities. So it's two bezins. And you see that there was, I'm sorry, and there was no problem of Los Iscai to do.
So how is that slugging up a bite?
Bias says that two bezins in one city is a problem of Los Iscai to do.
Well, this is an assumption that it's in one city? No.
No. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's Pashib Shat Kasha, Vai Ma Kasha. But our meaning, Mikaimis Shiny. In other words, this is a ridiculous question because Abaya and Rava were only talking about one city, and here it's two cities.
But I'm saying within the ridiculousness of it, couldn't then go on Rava also. I'm saying once we can't understand the question at all, but once we can't understand it, says who did it in a body.
No, because it would be like two bezdins. If you forgot about the fact that it's two cities, you would say there's a bezdin of in one city and the bezdin of the other city. You know, Rav Yochanan's bezdin and Rav Yeshua ben Levi's bezdin. So it's two bezdins. So there's a no. So this would be a you know do you see when it's two bezdins, there's no problem. What else is guy to do? Right, that seems to be the Gemara, the question. They thought they were oblivious to the fact that it's two cities, and they were focusing on that it's two bezins. They say, you see, that when it's two bezins, there's no problem of Los Hizgaydu. The Gemara says that's a ridiculous kasha, because it's two mekaymis. So the Gemara says, "Anan achi kamin." You're right. We didn't mean to ask this question. We're not bringing a raya to Abaye and Rava. But we mean to ask a different question. Ravavu, hechi avin hachi hachi. Okay.
How does
So
that fit into Tashma?
what Parshat the Gemara is, it doesn't fit into Tashma. There's Parshat the Gemara is that what the Gemara is saying is that we totally misunderstood there was some Maksha who asked the Kashim Rav Avuh, and we thought that he was bringing around asking Rav Avuh from the din of Losis Gaidu, and he was proving, asking Akasha and Rav Avuh, that he's a steerer to Abaya. And no, that wasn't the question. And the question had nothing to do with Losis Gaidu, and had nothing to do with the Machlekes Abaya and Rava. And the question just is Akasha, that Rav Avuh has to be asked, what is his shita? He has to have a shita. A person has to be consistent. Rav Avuh should have a shita in sack, halacha. What's going on here with Rav Avuh? Is a crowd pleaser. The Navarikas would not like that. You got to have a backbone, your shita. So what's Rav Avuh's personal shita? Whatever his shita is, he should stick to it. So, and this says nothing, the Kasha has nothing to do with the Sugya of Los Iskaidu, and has nothing to do with the Sugya of Abayin Rava. That would be Pashup Shat. We'll see. The Karen Ira doesn't learn that way, but I think that's Pashup Shat, and I think that's how the Ritva learns. But okay, in other words, the Gemara is saying that and now in Hochi Kamina, we have a completely different question. The reason why we asked the question of Rav Avuh and we highlighted this brisa, this memra, is for a different question. And it's not nothing you thought we were excited about Rav Avuh's memra, because it seems to be in stira to the side of Los Iskaidu. No, that has nothing to do with Los Iskaidu. There's two places. And we were mefarpling Rav Avuh, we have a different Kasha. Once we ask this different Kasha, so we give a different teretz. We give an answer like Kasha. Rav Avuh, the question is, how to do Rav Avuh, really, he's Mekel. In other words, he had a backbone. Rav Avuh would always follow his shita. If he was machmir, obviously he would be machmir everywhere. If he was the Mako, he would also always be Mako everywhere. Except that there's Tvaida Rav Yechanan. Obviously, when you get to Rav Yechanan's place, there's a new factor comes in. So Rav Avuh is consistent. He has one shita. He's Mako, except he's careful not to be Bogeya in the covenant of Rav Yechanan. So there, that explains Rav Avuh's behavior. Not that Rav Avuh is being inconsistent. He has a clear shita. Lika Shama, the Rashi learned Pshat, is that the Shamish, Rav Avuh should have been worried that the Shamish would be Pogei and covered up Yechanan. The Mogdilei the Shama. Okay, he tells the Shamish, so the Shamish will not be Pogei in the covered up Yechanan.
Isn't there a bigger problem? If the Shammai would do different than Rav Avuh himself, wouldn't that be Los Iskaidu?
If the Shamish would go ahead, but okay, the Gemara is assuming when Rashi learns, the Shamish is going to do the same as Rav Avuh. The Shamish is, wait, there's Rashi and there's a Tovis Yeshanim. They have opposite Pshatim in the Gemara's Kasha. When Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha, is obviously the Shamish is going to, one second, the Shamish, okay, forget it, according to Rashi, wait, you're right, I'm sorry. According to Rashi, the Gemara's Kasha is the Shamish is going to learn from what Rabbi Yochanan did in the other
Okay, so
city,
you're going to agree, right?
and he might be as reason makdim in the mitzvahs, and he won't know that Rav Yechanan is doing here differently, and he'll do that. This is the same thing that the Rav Yechanan, I'm sorry, Rav Avoh said it wrong. The Shamash will learn from Rav Avoh there in the other city, and he'll apparently that's my Rebbe's psak. And therefore, he'll still do that psak. Yes, so what's the problem?
Because Rabavo will be Machmer, and now his Shamish is being Mekel,
Okay,
so that
so
goes
Rav
to
Avoh is machmir because Kvayda Rav Yechanan. The Shamish is not caring about Kvayda Rav Yechanan. So that's not what
Zeru.
else this guy do.
They're not going to know that it's because of Kvayda the Rabbi Yochanan. They're going to think it's just different menhagim, different psak.
Don't know. I don't know. Who said you're asking that according to Rashi, we're concerned that the Shamish will not know about Father Rav Yechanan. So why are we afraid that we're being pogay in Rav Yechanan's covenant? We should have a different problem. I think Rashi says so Rashi doesn't really say what the problem is. I say what the problem is. Maybe, so you're saying that I'm
Like
wrong.
Rashi saying it's Kvodo, it's
Well,
Mashma.
Rashi doesn't say.
He
Well,
said he doesn't know that it's Kvodo.
the Shamish will
The
not
Mashma
know
is
the
Kvodo.
Svara of Kavodo, and he'll be
He will not
carried
do it.
in the
He won't do
Asra of
it.
Yechon. What's wrong if he carries? Rashi doesn't say. I say the problem is that it'll be Bogey in the covenant of Yechanan. So you're saying that I was wrong, and there's a different problem of what else is going to do. Okay, I'm not sure, but I don't. There's no
I also
kasha because
thought Rashi was mashma like Rebbe. I just didn't understand why is Lysis guys is not a problem.
I'm saying that there's no mashmos in Rashi. Otherwise. I don't think you're I happen to think you're not right, but I don't see any
Rashba says
mashmos.
Pshat
There's
Rashi
no
like
point to
Rebbe.
ask a can't
The
ask a
Rashba,
kasha
right.
yet.
Also, there's a Rashba. The Rashba is
Okay,
saying Rashi like Rebbe.
but we didn't do these Mishnayim yet. You're not fair yet. Okay. Let's stick with this. See,
Isn't it a little odd for a yachid to be considered an aguda? Like aguda by definition is a group. A yachid, no, it's a little funny to
I
say that a
do not
yachid is a group.
know. I think we do say yachid is in. I don't know if the yachid is
Aguda,
in
how
a
does that
group.
mean? We have a drasha says lo sasu agudos. Now we have a yachid. How do you get from aguda? Like if there was an isra on any yachid ba'almos, then According the to the drasha Rishonim is that
clunky.
say the problem, according to the Rishonim that say the problem was Agudas just because of Rav Avohu himself. So if Rav Avohu himself could be Agudas, so certainly two Yechidim could be
There's
Agudas.
a kasha.
Well,
Like if okay, well you're jumping.
say
I
it's
don't
kasha,
know if there's
even those
such a
Rishonim.
shining.
Tosa Rosh.
Not the okay. I'll say learn the time is a rush that way. But,
Even if they say it, it's still kind of
okay.
it's funny. It's a little
Okay, I don't know. Okay, that's okay. We're gonna sit here. We're gonna argue. We're just smoking cigars and not. So let's try and read the Maamikamis. So the Gemara. So that's the Gemara. So let's look at this Korban Karen Ira, because it's gonna be. So the Karen Ira. Where do I have the Karen Ira? Here. I sent it. Sandy said I sent it last week. And I sent it again about an hour ago. So the Gemara says, "Bravu hechi." In other words, the question, the Gemara says that the problem that we really had in Rav Avuh is that it was nothing to do with seemingly with Abai and Rava, because the shtei mekaymis. We were asking Rav Avuh hechi ka. So near the barish, the new kushes, new shaka gab game, all that I'll discuss it. In other words, I said shot, and I'm pretty sure that's how the Ritva learns that the Gemara is must saying that the question in Ababo has nothing to do with those is going to do. It's a question that a person has to have a shita. You can't be, you have to have an opinion. And whatever your opinion is, you're supposed to stick to your opinion. If you hold that it's usser, so you have to be mad. You can't be mako and something. If I hold something is usser, and now I go to a place and everyone holds it's mutter. So you can't go ahead and be mako just because everyone else is mako and you feel stupid. Can't do that. Now, if you hold that something's usser, something's mutter, and you go to a place everyone's machmir, hey, I don't know. Maybe there you could be if I feel stupid, maybe that would be mutter. But the way the Ritva says if Shah the Gemara is the Gemara assumed that Rabbi Avohu was machmir because Rabbi Avohu is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So they thought that he was rabbi. He was held of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore the question is, how did he go ahead and be mako somewhere else? Just because everyone's mako, that doesn't give you a right to be mako. But according to the Ritva, the Gemara's kasha has nothing to do with Losis Gaida. But the Karen Ira, for whatever reason, does not like that. And it could be there are other people too. It's not clear. It's not clear. The Tovis Yeshanim on the next step of the Gemara wants to tie it into Losis Gaida. He doesn't discuss this step of the Gemara. Let's see the Karen Ira. Near the fire, Shkushin the Shacha Gam, how did all this guy do? Okay. Why is it connected? The Kamo Sha'aser Padig Lahiris came. Who Padig Lahiris came? Just like this in Ishan Losis Gaidu. If there's two groups of people, one group does one way, and one group does the other way. Okay, the one person to be noyeg and two mekaymis is also a problem. In other words, what's the problem of losis guy to do? He's near a gishtei tyrus. That's what Rashi said before. Not everyone agrees to that, but it seems that that is a Rashi seemed to say that the Haraya so
The Rambam that says some apparently the Rambam holds the reason is because it makes fights, makes
right.
arguments.
Okay. So he's going not with the Rambam. That is true. That the problem Los Iskaido is near Kishne Tyrus. So the car problem, now there's no near Kishne Tyrus, but he's saying, even though there's no near Kishne Tyrus and two Mekaymis, but by an other Mechon, Nina B'Makom Hazeh came, Makom Hazeh came. It's also near Gishtei Tyrus. Lazos Pam came and Kam came. Umishani to also came Shinkvayda Shav Yachanan. Upara Kwaika Shamatin at the end of Shinkvayda Shav Yachanan. Who also? With the fun of near Gishtei Tyrus. Mishani, the mother than Isham. Okay, so what is he saying? What is the Karen Ira saying? What was the Gemara's original kasha? What does this have to do with those is going to do? The Gemara says there's no losis gaidadu in two mekaymis. So why should there be losis gaidadu if Rav Avol does one thing in one place and something else in a different place? There's no losis gaidadu in two mekaymis.
Well, can we backtrack by losis gaida do? Let's say in one place. It sounds like the Isser is
that Bezdin can't paskin, two Bezdins can't paskin differently. Is the Isser on the Bezdin or is the Isser on the people? Who's the Isser on?
It seems to be an Isser on Bezdin. And according to Abai, according to Rava, Bezdin could paskin. But it's, you're not allowed to create a result that it's near a Kishtei Tyrus. So, whoever is creating that result near a Kishtei Tyrus, there's an Isser. But again, now let's stick to the Karen.
Is it a camera saying it's near a Kishtei Tyrus or that it's actually you're being knowing like Kishtei Tyrus?
Okay, it's a good question.
Because so the way he says it,
what does Nira mean? In the beginning of the piece, I noticed that also. He does not say it's near a Kishtei Tyrus. Says Kishtei Tyrus. So what are you trying to say?
Meaning that there might be a dimension of Los Skodadu that you can't, that is like that you're not allowed to be knowing, like you have Shtei Toros. That's Stam Aser. And it's also Aser, maybe like Kol Shekein, if it's Aser to be nearer that you have Shtei Toros, that about the Kol Shekein, it's Aser to be knowing Mamish like you have Shtei Toros. Like be knowing, like he's literally knowing Shtei Toros, one Torah here, one Torah there.
So you're saying this is not so Pashut. You're saying what the Karen Ira means to say is Los is going to do is apparently an Isser of Nira Kishtei Tyrus. We're going in Rashi Shita. Nira Kishtei Tyrus. That's why it says Tyrus brings here that if it's not Nicker, in other words, it's at a Shtei Tyrus, for example, people, I mean, the Gemara and you give them on the base. That if a Raya person thinks that he doesn't need Malacha, the last line of the Gemara, and you give him a base, also a Raya Omer Malacha did that say. So there's no Nira. If one group, one person does Malacha, and the other person doesn't do Malacha, even though they're arguing in Halacha, but since to the third party, it's not Nicker that they're arguing, because it could be that he doesn't have malacha. So there's no Los Skodadu. So Los Skodadu, according to Rashi, according to Gemara, is based on Nira Kishtei Tyrus. So what is the Karen Ira saying? And in two cities, it's not Nira Kishtei Tyrus. Why in two cities is not Nira Kishtei Tyrus? Because they're not next to each other. They don't. Parshim Shad is in two cities. They don't. You don't see both things together. Therefore, it doesn't highlight the Shnei Tyrus. So, what's the difference? Now, there's a Karen Ira. It's hard to understand. So, if in two cities, there's no Nira Kishtei Tyrus. So, even if he's doing two different things in two cities, the problem of Nira Kishtei Tyrus is to the outside observer. The outside observer doesn't see two cities that support the two cities. He doesn't see or doesn't strike him. He doesn't register. So why should it be, if it's the same person in the two cities, it becomes Aser? What's the difference? Right, you know, I'm just trying to get the point out the difficulty of the Karen Ira before we get shame. Right, in other words, Parshat Pshat in the Sugya is that Los Skodadu is that you can't do something which will bring about that it's near a Kishtei Tyrus. If I have a disagreement, I say it's Mutter, you say it's Aser. If the observers will think that they're Shtei Tyrus, so that's what this guy do. They won't understand that we're arguing. They will just think, one of us doesn't have Melacha. And there's no problem. We can argue. But we can't argue in a manner that the people will think it's Shtei Tyrus. So now, it comes along the Gemara and said, Shtei Mekaymis, there's no problem. So the Hezber and the Chayra has to be, and this is, people actually say this, Rish Steinman says this, that Shtei Mekaymis is not so visual, the difference, and therefore it's not near a Shtei Tyrus, because you don't see the two different behaviors together at the same time. So, you know, when I see two people doing two different behaviors at the same time, so then it's near Kishtei Tyrus. But he's here and he's there. So the observer doesn't see them both at the same time. So there's no problem of near Kishtei Tyrus.
What if it's in the same city, but two separate Bate Dinim? But what if in the same city, but it's two different Bate Dinim?
Yeah, okay, so that's because two Bate Dinim,
we're saying it's the same
to
thing.
Have two Tyrus. That seems to be a different svar. That seems to be the Machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye seems to say, Rava seems to say that there's no problem of... I don't know if Rava's svar that it's not near to Shtei Tyrus, or it's understandable that the Shtei Tyrus because the Shtei Bate Dinim. But
and what I'm asking is Rava holding that in two Bate Dinim it's the same as two cities, or he has a different svar over there?
Parshat Shad is a different svar. Parshat Shad is two cities. Shad is Parshat Shad. Parshat Shad is two cities. It's not near it. Because you don't see the difference, doesn't stare you in the face. You know, it's ain't a dime shmiya deria. You don't see at the same second two people doing the opposite things. Two different cities, they're not together. By two, but they did him, it's not pshat, you don't see it. But pshat is by two, but they did him, it's understandable that they're Shtei Tyrus. Isn't they each one learn Tyra his way? So the Chaira, the Rav as far as Shtei but they did him, and the two Mekaimis are two totally different as Beirut. They're not the same logic. Two Mekaimis is a heter because you don't see it. Pashtus. Because it happens to be, I should have sent it to you, but it was a little complicated in the middle, but Rosh Diamond does say that by two cities, the void is that you don't see it. Even though a person can see it, doesn't mean people don't know. People know what's going on in the other city, but it doesn't stare them in the face. So it's not as blatantly near it as Shtei Tyrus. Two, but they did him. It's a chayra, a different svara. It's that's it's an explanation why they're Shtei Tyrus. There's a valid reason why they're Shtei Tyrus. Because ain't a dying at a mashain of rice. So I am following my das tyra and you're following your das tyra. So again, so comes along the Karen Iron and says that even though in two cities there's no problem of this guy to do, but if it's the same person who did his behavior in two cities, there is a problem. So the problem that we're struggling with those is going to do is, what does it appear to the observer? And the answer is, we're saying the observer doesn't see two cities, and therefore it doesn't strike him. So what's the difference if it's the same person? What does that make for a difference?
Isn't there such a thing by Lagabe Marisayan that if it's something that's usher, it's Marisayan? So even Bechadre Chadorim, it's usher?
Yeah, but this is, I don't know. But this is a different, I don't know if this is Marisayan. This is
Nira is Marisayan.
This is a different gather. It's a different gather of Nira Kishtei Tyrus.
If it's talking about the observer, then what's the difference?
Okay, because I don't know, everything's different. You see, it's talking about the observer because the Gemara said that the Gemara on Gimel and Yud Gimel Amud Bey said, you know, we didn't do that Gemara, but the Gemara said that if you look in the last two lines of Gemara, Batanan Beshamay Oishna Beisil Matirin, so they had a question, why isn't that, what else is this guy to do? That they say you're allowed to do melacha, and they say you're not allowed to do melacha. And this is talking about The veil of Bdikas Chametz. So, and the Gemara answers, awesome, I really am. I'm not going to ask, like, so Rashi says, I'm really awesome, the Dominic State Tyrus. So what you see from the Gemara, that the Gemara is not per se concerned that the fact that there's a machlokes tanoim, that he has one halacha, he has the other halacha. The problem is that the observer, the roya, will say it's shtei tyrus. And if the roya, even though he's fakir, he's making a mistake. Really, they are arguing. The emes says they are arguing. But the roya doesn't see it. So there's no loss is going to. So that's clearly
what I'm saying.
Mara Zion, we don't care about whether, you know, we would never say such a thing in Mara Zion. The roya will misinterpret it, and, you know, but care.
What I'm suggesting is that this is a different sugya. No, but what I'm suggesting is that because of the problem of the Roya, because of the problem of the Nira, Mamela becomes a problem for person himself also, because he's exhibiting that type of thing.
Well, he sees himself.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
Does he have a legitimate
explanation? A reason for his behavior, so he knows his. He has a legitimate kosher explanation for his behavior.
That's what the Gemara answers.
Before you get to the Gemara, there's if he doesn't have a kosher explanation for his behavior. And stand there's a kasha. What's he doing? He's not allowed to do. A person. If I hold something's osra, I can't be mako. And am I has a valid understanding? So what does this mean? So then what's the problem?
And the Chanami. That's why the Gemara says Mishum Kvayde the Rabbi Yochanan is not a problem.
What was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was.
The Gemara's kasha was barring
the Gemara should have asked. That's
contradictory.
What?
Barring a valid explanation, a person cannot conduct himself in a way that seems contradictory.
I understand that l'chayra has nothing to do with us as guy to do. That's an iser. You know, because you have to have a shita. You can't. If you know something, you can't go against your shita.
Has to be consistent in general, but if a person is inconsistent in halacha, that becomes a problem of lois hiskaidedu.
A much bigger problem. If you're inconsistent in halacha, you're gonna burn in Gehenna for being inconsistent in halacha. So you're saying that the. But what's the losis guy to do?
If not for the losis guy to do, you're allowed to be inconsistent. You're allowed to say in this place I do this and this in this place I do that.
Okay, so I have a reason because I like this place. When the Hasidim come down to Miami, everyone knows they act differently than they act in Williamsburg. So no problem of losis guy to do. So good. So he knows that reason. So what's the problem? So he knows his reason. What's the problem of Losis Gaido is the Raya? So what he knows he has a valid reason. He has a reason. So he has a reason. So what's the Losis Gaido?
You say it differently than Rav Steinman?
What?
We say it a little differently than Rav Steinman.
I'm trying to figure out. Whatever you want.
So can we say that it's not the point of being in one city, as Lois is going to do, is that there's different sets of Rabbonim or different sets of Jews that are allowing, that are sanctioning two practices taking place. This guy who travels from city to city and he sees what both cities do, even though it's two different cities, that's not Lois is going to do. Not so much because he doesn't see the two. He could go to both cities, but there's no group of people, no Rabbonim or people that are saying we're going to allow the coexistence of two different practices. When there's two groups and each one sees the other group and they say, I do my way, you do your way, we're still friends, we do a different way. That sounds like, that looks like two different tires. So that's why if it's in one city, it's no good. And two cities, it's okay, because you don't see right away, apparently, that you have each group is sanctioning a different group's minhag. So if that's the pshat, then one person doing two different ways, two different cities, would also be what he's going to do.
So I'm just trying to get clarity. I'm sorry, I didn't catch it so clearly. But the thing that we're trying to figure out is Aaron Hertzberg said in the about a half 10 minutes ago that it could be that when we're dealing with the one person himself, and I'm not sure what Hill's saying too. It's nothing to do with the Raya. It's him, he himself. And the truth is, the Karen Ira did not use the word Raya. He just said Nira. Where is this lashon again?
Zenami kishtei torusu.
Zenami kishtei torus. I lost the place. Zenami kishtei torus. When he got to the Shammai, he said that it's near kishtei torus. So the question is the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara's kasha, the original kasha on Rabbi Avoh himself, is the question that it's near kishtei torus? Because when you see one person doing two different behaviors, so it's the observer who sees that thinks it's shtei tyrus, or is it a different question that if there's nirik shtei tyrus is an iser, then who then is an iser of shtei tyrus? Right. So I think we're learning two different ways. Right. You know, I think that I'm not sure. I think Dov. I think you're learning that it's nirik shtei tyrus. No.
I think I'm saying less nira than what was being said until now, but a certain amount of nira, but it's not nira just the fact that the person notices in two different cities. It has to also be that there are people there's one group of people who he sees are sanctioning both minhagim
right
at the same time.
Right, so that's right, but it still comes down to that it's the nira. In other words,
well, I thought Rebbe was saying
that, tomorrow, not clear. So I'm really not clear what the Karen Ira is saying. Is the Karen Ira saying, and there's a lot of the problem is a number of, he's not just the only one that says this. So this is trying to get clarity.
What's the other choice, not near?
There's really two choices in the Karen Ira is that one choice is what you're saying or variations of what you're saying. Is that the Los is going to do is a din in the nira, in the third party who looks on and he sees shtei tyrus, and in this case too there'll be some third party besides the shammai who will be nira to shtei tyrus, and then the Gemara's answer is whatever they answer, and then they still ask by the Shammai. So it's very unclear, like what is, if the whole first question was Nira, so what was the, how did we answer the first question of Nira? If the first question was Nira, right, in other words, in the structure of the simple Pshah and the Karen Ira, that Los is going to do is Osir because of Nira, and the Gemara was asking, that when it's one person, we'll take it like you said, Dov, that when it's one person, there's a worse nira. So the Gemara answers that there's no nira. So then what's the Gemara's kasha with the Shammai? Shammai, we already resolved that there's no nira. right? So what is he?
The Shabbos could be different though, because
different. So let me just say, oh, so the other structure of learning the okay, we'll stop there. Okay. Right, in other words, if you learn the simple pshat in the Karen Ida, that Moses Gaidu is Nira, that Moses Gaidu is the problem of Nira. And somehow or another, when it's the same person, even though it's two cities, there's a more Nira. So what was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara somehow or another resolved the Nira problem by explaining that he's doing it Mishum Kfayda Sharav Yaichanan.
How does that resolve it?
I don't know. So that's how did that resolve it? And if it did resolve it, then what's the Gemara's next question? That's right. And that's exactly the problem. That's the problem. If the Holos is guy there's Nira, and you thought there's a problem of Nira with one person, so how does it resolve it? Because you're doing it Mishum Kfayda Rav Yaichanan, but no one knows. You're doing it for Kvayda Rav Yaichan. And Amai, people know. So then what's the Gemara's Kasha the Shammai? Shammai is no worse than anyone else. So that sounds shrewd. So Aaron Erzberg is saying, Dibrim Shanda Karen Ayra, which is a little wild, but maybe, is that the Karen Ayra is saying, and if there's an Isser of Nira Kishtei Tyrus, then there's also an Isser of Mamishtei Tyrus, which I don't know who said. And the Gemara's Kasha was that Rav Yochanan is doing two Tyrus. I keep on saying it wrong, sir. Rav Avo is doing two Tyrus. Now, I don't know. To me, that sounds very funny, because that you're not allowed to be in stira. I understand that. That's question. You don't need those is going to tell me they have to be consistent. Teretz is sometimes a person is inconsistent for a reason. In other words, let's say if I hold something's mamish aser. So of course I can't be inconsistent and in other cases be meiko. But let's say there's a cheshik shlomo here. So what if I'm a suffik? Okay, so I don't know. So sometimes I feel like I'm in the mood of being machmer, and sometimes I'll be in the mood of being meiko. Is that so terrible?
And what would be wrong with that?
So I don't know. That's exactly the problem. What is the Karen Iris question? Karen Iris' question is that it's Shtei Tyrus. I mean, how do we explain? There must be some explanation before you're asking how Slos is going to do. There must have been some understanding why Rabbi Yochanan behaved differently depending on what city.
Even Rabbi, let's say there's no
following the
Rock
of the
city. Uncomfortable doing. He wanted to be. He didn't want to stand out. So good. So why is it Shtei Tyrus? Let's say the pshat is, and he doesn't know the halacha for sure. He's misupik. That's what the Cheshik Shlomo mentions here, possibility. He's misupik. So therefore, he wants to, wherever he goes, you know, you're a Chofetz Chaim guy, you wear a white hat, so to speak. Hope not. But when you go to Lakewood, you take off your white hat. When you go to the Chofetz Chaim, you put on your white hat. Is that what it's going to do?
Maybe in matters of halacha, that is considered lois is going to do. You are seeing yourself, yeah, acting, you know, kishtei toros.
So when I'm looking at myself, it's an issue because I see myself.
I would say that Rabbi Avo is the one who is the haroe is Rabbi Avo himself. He is, you know.
And I can't say that. And if I have some explanation why I'm doing it, whatever explanation,
if there's a legitimate explanation,
I'm in a vacation mood, so I like to. It's benas manim, so I'm a little bit more mako.
Mako what?
Benas manim. I miss my. I go at the to all year. I'm acting the mug and I'm grumsman. I come down to Miami. I follow the Graz, man.
If one holds that the Magen Avraham Shita is 100% right,
yeah,
and then he goes to Miami and he goes to Miami and he follows the Graz, I think he's a Baal Aveira. I don't think that's something
that Hillel's is going to do. Hillel's is going to do for that.
Yeah, because you're now all of a sudden you're switching. You know your Torah. You're switching your Torah.
My problem is I don't hear that too. Hillel's is going to do. If you bask in that, if you went through the sugya, and you bask in like the Magen Avraham, so Dalmine, what if the Torah never wrote Moses?
If you bask in, but what if you don't bask in?
So I don't know. So I don't know who's right. I didn't go through the sugya. I don't bask in. I have a suffix. So when I go down to Miami, I'm in vacation mood. So I'm more Mako. When I'm in all year, I'm more Machmer. I just say Mimonachak. If you don't have a valid explanation for your behavior, then you don't need those this guy to do. It's just acting improperly. So you don't need to learn that I'm from those this guy to do.
Why is that
acting? I have a valid explanation. I don't care what the explanation is. It could be the silliest explanation in the world. I have an explanation. So why is it Shtei Torahs?
Is there a difference between inconsistency?
It's only it has to be a two Torahs. If I don't have a good explanation, I have to have a good explanation. Otherwise, it's like Shtei Torahs.
But Rebbe, why can't it be that you do when in Rome? Meaning, why is that so crazy if there's no explanation and you really don't know? And let's say you're not sure what the halacha is and you're acting inconsistently. That's crazy to say that that's such an issue without Los Escudi. Meaning, let's say you have no...
Without Los Escudi, you would say that that's mutter?
No, meaning what everyone, these are, you know, Baal Das and you can people who you can rely on. So it's crazy to say that, I, you know, these are legitimate, you know, poskim who hold certain ways. And when I'm here, I hold of this posik, and when here, I'm with this posik. Is it crazy? Why is that?
Because that's what's here. So why does it have to do with those guys to do that? So I have a reason. When in Rome, act like the Rome. When in here, so here I have this posik, I'll follow him. When here,
but it's not. What we're saying is that the issue
here, is if the those guys to do is because of Nira. So obviously he has a reason. The reason is, because everybody in this city is doing this way, and I have the place given in this city do this way, so I'm about to my das to the place given in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi city. When I get to Rabbi Yechanan city, I'm about to my das to Rabbi Yechanan.
No, you're not about to do das. You don't have das. You're saying I don't have das.
I don't have das. Fine. So why is that near Gishnei Tyrus? There's a reason. I'm following in Tumikaimis. There's no losses guy to do. I Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi city does one way. Rabbi Yechanan city does the other way. When I go to his city, I join his city. When I go to his city, I join his city. What's the problem?
I would like to say that this attitude spills over to other things, but I don't know if I can say that.
Does everybody have the same question? If on the side that the issue is it's being noig shtei toros.
What?
If we say that the issue is being noig shtei toros, does everybody still have this problem?
No rage.
It being noig shtei toros. If that's the issue, is
there no
we, still? Yeah, like being noig shtei toros as opposed to nira.
No, it's not nira.
Yeah, does everybody have this
issue? Get rid of nira.
Isn't that what we're discussing here? That's a problem. The Torah somehow tells you that you can't be knowing two shittos in something.
I don't know. You know, if you get rid of Nira, it's a chiddush to me that, you know, we're making up a new iser that is it comes out according to the. The Karen Ira is making up a new Isser, according to the Karen Ira, according to Aaron Hertzberg, which maybe that's how I think that's how I read the Karen Ira too. But it's a little.
The Karen says he's making up
obviously, new if you mamish near it. I don't know. There's no. I don't hear near. There's no. There's no observers here,
except the shamash.
So the fakir, where the observer is a shamai. That's the Gemara's next question.
Yeah.
So the first question is without any observers. I don't know. I'm not so keen about the idea that I see myself. I don't know. That's I don't know like that. Sorry. So you're saying the first kasha of the Karen Ira is nothing to do with near Kishay Tyrus. And he's making a leap. If the Tyra Aser near Kishay Tyrus, so who within the Tyra Aser Shtay Tyrus? They're saying without Los is going to do. So then obviously, if you held something to Aser, you don't need Los is going to tell me that you can't be Mako. That we know. So the Tyra says, we're talking about here in a case for kid. What if I hold that it's mutter, and I come to Rav Yochanan city, and everyone Rav Yochanan is machmer. So I want to go like Rav Yochanan. Listen, everyone, forgive me, not I'll come Rav Yochanan. I'm just doing it. Everyone's being machmer. I'll be machmer too. So what the according to the Karen Ira, I'm over and loves this guy to do. You know, I hold this mutter, and I come to this city, and everyone's machmer. I go to Lakewood, and they're all wearing black hats. I don't hold the hats. I don't hold the union of hats altogether. Sure enough, black hats. I come to Lakewood, they're machmer on black hats. So I put on a black hat. All year, I dive in without a hat. I don't wear a hat. I found out the shita, Rabbi Vajra Yosef, whoever held, you don't have to wear a hat. I don't know whoever shita that is. I don't want to blame Rabbi Vajra Yosef. Whoever shita is, you don't have to wear a hat. Sure that someone had such a shita. Now I come to Lakewood, and I feel, listen, I'm not going to wear a hat. Everyone in Lakewood's look at, they look at me like a guy. I wear a hat. So you're going to tell me that if I'm not doing it for Kleid Rabbi Yochanan, stop, I'm doing it for my own personal preference, whatever reason I have, because everyone's doing it that way. So that's usher. That's a new insert. Shnei Tyrus. I mean, it just sounds radical. But that's an isser, Shnei Tyrus. You know, I do not know.
It's felt like a lack of MS in your own hugo.
It's a lack of MS, okay?
And you're on Hugga, like you're on Hugga. And
that's learned from Losses Gaidado. If the Torah is Makbid and Nira Gishtei Tyrus, so the surely the Torah is Makbid on Shtei Tyrus. So Losses Gaidado teaches us, according to the Karen Ira, Losses Gaidado teaches us, and when you come into the city of Yechon and everyone's Machmir, and you just want to be machmer because everyone else is machmer. That's also this guy to do.
How does Rebbe understand the Gemara without this? What would be the Isser if there's no Losas Kodesh to do? There's no Isser of Losas Kodesh.
The way I learned the Gemara, I think the Ritva learns the Gemara is the Gemara assumed that Rav, what the Ritva said, the Gemara assumed that Rav Avo was machmer. Because they assume that he paskins like his Rebbe, Rav Yechana. He throws that in. Now that's totally chaser in the Gemara, but the Ritva throws that in. So the Gemara is a thought in the Havamina that Rav Avo held like his Rebbe, and therefore he's Machmer. And then when he came to the city of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, because everyone's being Mako, so he felt, you know, he was a Lakewood guy who grew up in Paskins, that his mamish chiyav deraisa to wear a black hat, and now he comes to YU or Karabi Avne, whatever, and no one's wearing a hat, so he feels uncomfortable, so he goes in, he takes off his hat, so that they was in Gemara's kasha. How can he do that if he Paskins at Alocha? You have to wear a hat. You have to wear a hat.
But technically, according to Rebbe, if it was the opposite way where he really held Lekula, but then he was going Lechomer, there would be no problem whatsoever.
And he was just being Machmer because he felt uncomfortable being Machmer. So yeah, that would have been also Mutter. So why did we have to say Mishum Kvayde Rav Yechanan? They did not have to, and just the Gemara thought that that's the more logical reason, because they didn't think that people, Rabbi Abba was a wimp, that he would care about what other people said about him. He's a Navarniker. The Gemara understood that Rabbi Abba is a Navarniker. So if Rabbi Abba held his mutter, so why in the world would he switch when he got to a different city? So it must be that the Gemara, so that possibility the Gemara didn't hold of, because why would he do that? If he held his mutter, he should be mutter. Must be that, so the Gemara answered that he did it. Ask why the Rav Yechanan. Not so good.
Maybe you could be masbir it. If he really held, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he held that that's mamish the halacha, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he comes to the town of Rabbi Yochanan, and everybody's being machmir, but he holds the real halacha like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, so they happen to be machmir. It's like in Lakewood, they happen to be wearing black hats. It's not because there's such a halacha. No,
they hold it's usher. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan passed it to usher.
But if you
really, they're not doing it because it's a minig. They're doing it because the Rosh Hashiva of this city paskin the tzasser.
No, but if he holds that Lamaisa, the halacha Lamaisa, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is right. That's the way the halacha should be. So as far as I'm concerned, the fact that these guys are wearing black hats, the fact that these guys are being machmir, to me, should be irrelevant. It happens; they happen to be doing it. They're not doing it because there's any such real halacha. Elamai, if I accommodate it, Elamai, if I match it, that means I'm giving validity to their minug. So if giving it validity means that I'm saying that there might actually be such a halacha, not like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's Shteitiris.
Okay, I hear. So there, if you're making, this is a tremendous finish, the halacha. According to the Karen Ira, if I hold something's mutter, and I come to a, and I'm Amish holder's mutter, and I come to a place where they're knowing to be usher, so I always thought, we always grew up, that if you hold something's mutter, but you go to a place where they hold it's usher, so about that, don't stand out, don't be punishment at Seabor, don't make fights, don't be, you know, they hold it's usher, so don't make a tumult and walk in with your, you know, and everyone's gonna come screaming at you and hitting you, on, you know, just what do you have to go ahead and flaunt that you disagree. You should go ahead and do like everyone else. That's what I always, you know, if a guy in yeshiva would ask me this shayla, we hold in yeshiva this and this mutter, but I'm going to my cousins and they have some crazy chumras that they believe, you know, that's okay. So be machmer on the chumra. Don't you have to
eat? Are you shaving during
Sira? You have to eat your chod of arkham to buy. Go, you know, they're machmer on. You're going to your lubavitch and cousin. And they hold chod of akum is mamish trait, and you for whatever reason accept that chod of akum is mutter, but don't come with your Hershey's chocolate bar.
Is that the same thing
what?
As being
doing? That's what I'm gonna say. That's what I would have said. Comes along the Karen Ira and says, no, if you're going to their house, and you're going out of your way not to buy Hershey's chocolate, you're being over on the Losis Gaidado. We're assuming it's in some situation where it's mamish nicker. You know, you walk into the grocery and the Hershey's is a quarter of the price, and you go ahead and you buy the Chalav Yisrael three times the price. So why are you doing that? I must, because you're Machmir Chalav Yisrael. So there, that would be, according to the Karen Ira, that would be a problem of Losis Gaidado, because you're You're tremendous Kiddush.
Is this really Shaykh like
that? That's called Shtei Tairis. I hold that Hershey's is mutter. I'm Amish. I went through the Sugya and I paskin that there's no problem with Chol HaVakum. I paskin that whatever. I'm Amish went through the Sugya, which I didn't, but okay. But and now I go to I go to Kfar Chasidim for Shabbos, and I'm addicted to chocolate. I have to take my chocolate with me. So I'm not a lot. If I don't take Hershey, then I take Chol of Yisrael. So then I'm over, according to him, I know this guy to do. Just the opposite of what we would have said. We would have said that if you bring Hershey's chocolate, you already know this guy to do. You're making yourself stand out to be different.
And those guys didn't like do the sugya and like
have a position. It's worse because it's the same person. Everywhere else you eat Hershey's chocolate and here you don't. What, what's making two tyrants? What?
Is it shaykh? The chor is only shaykh by somebody who actually went through the sugya and has a real position, not like somebody who's okay. My brother
Rav Sandy, she was I went to Ramosha. Ramosha Feinstein went through the sugya and was saying, you know, okay. Rav David Feinstein, okay? Rav David supposedly was, you know, went through the sugya. Assuming he went through the sugya, you know, I don't know, you know, you get five different versions of what Ramosha really held. You know, that's in Chol of Akum. Everyone has a different story. Of what he held.
Chol Stam, Rabbi. You Rabbi, call Chol Stam, not Chol Akum.
Chol of Stam, that's right. I obviously everyone agrees Chol of Akum is Osir. Yes. You know, whatever. Breyer's milk. I don't know, whatever it is. So
isn't in Vidui there's a Sarnuas and Mutter is part of the Vidui?
Well, I can't hear you.
I think in Tfilah Zaka there's a line, a Sarnu es Mutter Lanu. Like it's something we have to see you do for us.
But I have a reason. We would have always thought that okay, when I'm going to someone who answers, I was shalom bias. I was not standing out. I was not making a machloikas. There's legitimate reason to answer in such a case. The Gemara is asking that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that Rabbi Avo should not have answered. Because it's the nicest guy to do. Like it's the Munda question. The Munda question, according to the Karen Ayer, that this is the nicest guy to do. Because it's the either way, if it's the Raya, so that's also Munda, the Raya, so then you know, it is a very Munda Karen Ayer. Okay, well, we'll have to see. The Maisa, okay, we'll have to see. There is a I have to try and work on this some more. The type is Yishanim on the side. When discussing the question in the Shammai, seems to be something with the Tavis Yishana with the Cheshek Shlomo in the back. Seems to be going on a similar type of approach, but on the next step in the Gemara. Now, I don't know, you know, it's not necessarily the same because the next step already could be talking about what other people think. But okay, so it's not muchluk the same.
Does that mean the Gemara fell off of Lysis Gaididu and then came back to it?
That's what the Tavis Yishanim discusses. How the Tavis Yishanim, the Karen Ayer and the Tavis Yishanim have similar kashas, but on different steps of the Gemara. The Karen Ayer is bothered that this step, the first step, should have been on discussing Lysis Gaididu. The Tavis Yishanim is bothered by the next step. Could be this step doesn't have to be discussing Losses Gaidu. The Gemara misunderstood the Tashma, so they're telling you what the real Tashma was, and then they answer it. But why do they continue with more kasha? That's like being a Yenta. So the Tavis Yishanim discusses the next step of Shammai. Okay, let's continue with this. I want to see the Tavis Yishanim. Try and see that tomorrow, because it's Tzayi Shalom. There's a Birchas Avram. There's a few people here. There's a Birchas Avram and a Tzayi Shalom and the Cheshek Shlomo on the side. But okay. Anyway, but I mentioned again that Wednesday I have to be in New York for yeshiva business, as much as I really don't want to go. But Thursday is a wedding, so I'm going wedding for Thursday. So the yeshiva asked me to come in a day early to help out. So I gotta help out sometimes. Gotta help out.
Comes along with the job, Rabbi, right?
That's right. Usually, Baruch Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem, I usually don't do most of the work.
So how was the Ein Bein celebration, Rabbi, last week?
Ein Bein, I spent the whole week telling everyone. I told you that. I told everyone that they're better off. They should make Ein Bein on a different day. Because this way, they celebrate Ein Bein and you doubt it. They're over on Baal Taisif. They want to get drunk on test on a different day, then it's time. They're getting drunk. You know, but if you people think that they're getting drunk because there's a mitzvah, they get drunk. That I really hold that way. That if people who think that if there's an Indian to get drunk on Purim Katan, I think it's a real sign about
that. Isn't the whole point of Ein Bein saying there's nothing except for Megillah reading and whatever it doesn't
there's nothing, there's nothing. It's not. That's not what it means.
The Rama does end off with V'tayv Lev Mishta Tamar.
Okay, but V'tayv Lev doesn't mean getting drunk, and it doesn't mean it's such a even on Purim. There's no Indian getting drunk at night.
That's what I'm saying. Purim, you dial it at night, there's no Indian to get drunk anyway. It's only right. during the
day. So how can Purim
Erev Shabbos this year?
More calmer. So when the Rama says Mishta Tamar, it doesn't mean getting drunk. It means you should be happy. It should be happy, you know. It's a happy day, but enjoy anyway. But
the Shari Tshuva goes through like a whole long paragraph trying to explain why it's not drinking, why it means Torah, means Limud HaTorah. So the Shari Tshuva obviously is trying to.
Who does that?
The Shari Tshuva over there on that Ramah.
Fine. So I'm thinking I'm ready to grant that means to take a drink maybe, but first of all, it doesn't mean at night. It means during the day. And it doesn't mean getting drunk. No one
said. I don't think anybody is having l'shem mitzvah.
Okay.
Even on Purim, by day, when they get drunk, they're not having l'shem mitzvah. Not sure what they're having.
I don't think that. I think there's so much amaratis in the world that there people think that there's such a shita. So okay, they're not doing it because of the mitzvah. I'm granting you, they're doing it, but it's an excuse. There's such a shita. You know, the guys don't get drunk. There are people that don't get drunk all year, but on Purim they get drunk. What's chat? Because they're the shita. So, okay. So,
yes, I see Rebbe is more cynical than I am. Okay. I'm okay with that.
The problem is if there's a yeshiva guy, some guys drink, some guys don't, there might be less scared to do.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. All right. There's another problem. Another reason to answer it.
when you go to Miami, apparently, then you have to be able to drink on Purim Katzah.
No.
If you're in Williamsburg, you won't drink on Purim Katzah, but in Miami, apparently, you will.
No. Only if you go. Okay. Anyway, all right. Yeshikayach, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.